With SRN News, I'm Ron Dorockstra. Israeli troops and Hamas gunmen battled outside Gaza's largest hospital this weekend, where Israel says the terrorist group established a command post underneath the hospitals and are using civilians as human shields. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu is pushing back against international calls for a ceasefire, saying the battle to crush Hamas would continue with full force, but a ceasefire would only be possible if all of the hostages taken October 7th are released. Elsewhere, pro-Palestinian supporters took to the streets of London demanding a ceasefire.
Police estimated that some 300,000 people took part, snaking their way through the city from Hyde Park to the U.S. Embassy about 3 miles away. Assistant Commissioner Matt Twist said the march was the largest in London since the start of the conflict. The day unfolded in a backdrop of tensions fueled by Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who called for the march to be blocked out of respect for Armistice Day events marking the end of World War I. Organisers of the pro-Palestinian demonstration say they took steps to ensure it doesn't conflict with Armistice Day events. Meanwhile, police arrested over 80 people who were part of a group of counter-protesters trying to reach the main protest march in search of confrontation. Karen Chamas, London.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden observed Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery Saturday, saying America has many obligations, especially to its veterans.
We only have one truly sacred obligation: to prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home.
More and more focus on President Biden's brother Jim as Republicans are digging for evidence that could be used in impeachment proceedings. Most recently, Biden's been involved in a failed healthcare startup. More at SRNnews.com. A big campaign targeting the Colorado homeless.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia is rejecting a treaty with the European Union for fear it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, the nation passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty because of abortion and sexuality issues. This is SRN News. A former First Lady helps us take a look back at history.
Lady Bird Johnson began recording an audio diary in the days after Lyndon Johnson became president in 1963, following the assassination of President John Kennedy. She also recorded interviews, narrated home movies. Recent projects include a documentary called The Lady Bird Diaries. It premieres Monday on Hulu. Also a University of Texas podcast, and an exhibit in Austin at the LBJ Presidential Library. Jason Walker reporting.
The Fisher-Price Corn Popper making it into the National Toy Hall of Fame, joining baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Nerf foam toys as part of the class of 2023 being inducted in Rochester, New York. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Dorockstra.